Gemara says in Daf Pei Zayin, but after the Zaken Mame only becomes a Zaken Mame on Davar Shu's Dine Karis Mishun Gasa Chatas. And as the Gemara goes through, even something which is not directly Karis, but a Kalita Karis, that would make him into a Zaken Mame. So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Dalet, is Mesupik Legabe Hilchas Kiddushin. If a person is Mekadosh and Isha with an Esseg, which is Batsam not worth a Pruta, but because of the Mitzvah, because people will pay more money for the Mitzvah, it is worth a Pruta, is that considered a Shabbos of Pruta Legabe Kiddushin or not? Does it have to be Shabbat Batsam a Pruta, or even the Mitzvah makes it have a Shabbos of a Pruta? And he brings a Raya from our Sugya, I'll be the Rambam, because the Rambam Paskins, the only Chayiv on the Davar Shu's Dine Karis Vishigas Echatas, that's the only time you become a Zakin Mamre. And Zak the Rambam, if the Machlekes has to do with a Lulav, then he would not become a Zaken Mamre. So, effectively, Mishnah Melech, if you hold that the mitzvah will turn it into a Shabbat Pruta, then the Machlekes of Lulav could have ramifications agabe Chi of Karis, because if it is a good Lulav, then it could be worth a Pruta because of the mitzvah. And now that does have a Shabbos agabe Kiddushin, and the Melech could be Nesaiba ve Chi of Karis. If it's not worth a Pruta, if it's not a Kashu Lulav, then it won't be worth a Pruta, and then there won't be a Chi of Karis. So, Lachar, there could be a Chi of Karis through the Dian on Lulav, and from the fact that Ram says if there's no Chi of Karis, that's a Ra'il Chara that the Shabbos of the Mitzvah does not give it a Din of Shabbat Pruta, the Gabi Kiddushin. That's the Ra'ya of the Mishnah Melech. And I was thinking that maybe it could be Marcha this Ra'ya up here, aside from Avachanan. Avachanan and the Recipherim is going on a different Kasha that Lachara, the Ram says that Tzitzis also, there's no Din Zakin Mami because it can't bring to a Chi of Misa, a Chi of Karis. So the Chayim asks, Tzitzis also could have a Chi of Karis because if it has a din of tzitzis, then it's worth a pruta. It's part of the baggid. If it does not have a din of tzitzis, then it's tam, it's chutam alma, it does not have any shabbos. So once again, it can have a shabbos, a gabbai kiddushin, whether it's worth a pruta or not. So why is that not enough to give it a din of a chi of karis? And there should be a din of zakin mami. And Rabbi Chanan says on this kasha, another kasha is that this, so we say that the chi of karis will make him into a zakin mami, even if it's a could be Mesaiba the Chi of Karis. That's only if the din itself is what causes the Chi of Karis. All the cases of Gemara, it's Machmas the din, it's Shaykh the Chi of Karis. But if it's not Machmas the din, it's just Machmas the Metzias, that because there's such a din, therefore, b'metzias, it gives it a Shabbos of Pruta or not Pruta, or it changes the Metzias of it because of the Mitzvah, that's not called enough of a Siba to make him a Zachimami, because it's not that within the din itself there's a Chi of Karis. The din itself is not Mechayiv Karis, but the din was Mesaib of something that now it has a different Shabbos, and now there can be a Chi of Karis because of that. But it's not in the din itself, it's just that the din created a Metzias, and the Mela by Tzitzis that would not make a Chi of Karis, and if that maybe it can be Mancha the Mishnah Melech as well, that even though they're La'ilam, we could say that there would be a din of Shabbat Putu Gabi Kiddushim, the Gabi Zakim Mami, that's not enough to make him a Zakim Mami, because it has to be that the Chi of Karis is Machmas, the din itself, and not Machmas the Metzias, which is Nistaiba from the din.